Nobody's around. I mean, he's here all the time in the training room. The prehab that he puts in. I mean, it's amazing what guys do when nobody's watching. And RG's one of those guys that takes advantage of that time that he has to himself when nobody's really paying attention. Well, it's a part of what we have to do, overcome adverse situations and adversity. And this is obviously one of our first hiccups. And even Justin, you know, everybody kind of undermines what he's going through. But, you know, that put a little stress on the D-line as far as their depth. It definitely put stress on the running backs as far as our depth there. And, you know, but it's all about overcoming adversity and moving forward.
How do you expect Aaron to respond? Do you expect him to take even more of a leadership role with the circumstances going down the way they did?
Well, I think that we all have to. And I don't think you can put it all on one person. Aaron has enough on his shoulders to carry as far as it goes right now. But I think it's the ownership is going to be on all of us to step up and make plays.
Well, as far as the offensive, the way you guys started in that Philly, the way you guys played in the preseason, why wasn't it just like clicking the way you guys like it?
You know, if I had the answer to that, we probably would have started clicking. But, no, you know, you have games like that. We're fortunate that we had that game, and we still were able to get a win, especially in the type of environment we played in, against the type of team we played against. We were fortunate to get a win and still perform good enough to come out on top.
Looking forward to playing at home and going up against Buffalo and getting that home crowd and that Lambeau advantage.
Definitely looking forward to playing our first game here. Always a pleasure playing in front of the greatest fans in the world. You're definitely playing downhill. You're definitely playing with a little bit more energy because you know you have that backing. But it'll be fun.
Are you concerned at all about the offensive cohesiveness of that unit?
You know, I mean, it's a lot that goes in on the practice field, and you prepare for situations like this. That's why you have more than one running back. That's why you have more than one of every position. Obviously, he's a big part of what we do, but at the same time, you know, Brandon has to fill those shoes, and we have a lot of confidence, and they have confidence in him upstairs that he's going to get the job done. Obviously, in that room, RG was the leader. He had the most experience, so you lean a little bit heavier on a guy like that. But you never know when it can be your last snap, and you know I don't know that either. So we prepare as individuals as though we're going to take on a bigger load than what we have to, and you know now we have to.
Obviously, a very violent sport. You've known that for years, but do you look at week one and see all the injuries and think, wow, this is what I go through?
Well, honestly, week one is probably when you get a lot of injuries because you got a lot of guys coming out there and off preseason, a lot of guys not getting a whole lot of snaps. So the game is a lot faster that first week, and you got a lot of guys going 100 miles an hour and then some that are still trying to catch up because they haven't played as much in the preseason. And, you know, you gotta be able to, like I said, you got to be able to bounce back and overcome adverse situations. And they're going to happen to all 32 teams in the league. And it's all about how you overcome those situations, how you respond to those situations that solidifies whether your team is going to be a good team or a great team.
What do you think of Buffalo defensively?
I think they're a good team. They do some things schematically that we're trying to prepare for. And again, that we try to take advantage of each week, regardless of the defensive schemes. We try to take advantage of some things that defensively teams do. But we'll see on Sunday.
Greg, you know, people don't think Buffalo's a good team. I know you guys can't say that kind of stuff, but people don't think they're a good team. But they got good folks in the secondary, don't they? Could you talk about that? They may not be a great team overall, but that secondary is pretty formidable.
They definitely have a good secondary. I was watching film on them last night, and they got depth. They definitely have depth in the sub package, which we like to go three wides. Their sub package, they got depth, but at the same time, you know, we're the type of group that it really doesn't matter who you put out there. We feel like we have to give our quarterback a chance. We have to give our team a chance to be successful. So we have to win our one-on-one matchups, and of course they're thinking the same thing. You know, we got to win our one-on-one matchups, but you know we try to put more stress on the defense than they put on us. Of course. I mean, he better. No, but of course. You know, he's the type of quarterback that he responds. And I'm looking forward to the way he responds. It's a matter of us making sure that we stay on top of our game and we respond right with him.
Everybody in this locker room seems to have faith.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My biggest thing is, look, that's one game. You didn't perform the way you felt like you performed, but who does perform to their own standards? Pretty much no one. So, you know, it wasn't one of his better games, but, you know, it's one game. We got the win. Let's move on. Now give us the Aaron that you want us to see, and that's probably what's going to happen. So, I'm looking forward to Sunday.